They had to call it something, and it wasn't Friday yet. Yeah. So they came up with Thursday.
Really?
And that is today, my friends. It happens about every, 7 days.
See a pattern.
I picked up on that pattern pretty long time ago, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, back when I was delivering newspapers.
Oh, because it said right there on the top what day it was.
Exactly. Yeah. And we had daily customers, and we had weekend, and then there was strictly just Sundays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, boy, just to think about that being part of America. I mean, living in St. Louis, a lot of the guys, you'd see them on the weekend, especially selling the Sunday paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pulling around these wooden carts with these metal wheels that I'm sure 50 years earlier had rubber on them. And they were still pulling the same, you know, about this big, you know, and they were still pulling those things around in the 60s and 70s.
And the thickness of that Sunday paper with the ads.
Oh,
But yet full of plenty of substance and articles and all that. And it is amazing now to see most papers, well, so many have gone out of business. So many are just paper thin. Can you imagine if somebody said, yeah, someday this is, it's going to be a couple, 3 pages, 4 pages.
You'd have never believed it, would you?
No. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of miss it. I always thought that, you know, holding the paper in and going through it, knowing the sections and all that, much better than finding stuff online, much easier to navigate. You can get a lot of headlines at a glance. Now, if you don't go to, like, sports, you're not going to get the sports, et cetera, anyway.
Well, they say that, too, our brain absorbs differently if you're reading off and holding, like, a paper versus even reading off a tablet.
Believe
it's different.
I do believe it. By the way, I might want to mention it's the Bob Rose Show, and Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning, Greg. Good
morning.
It is 6:10, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Couple of things in the headlines. Concerns that this Amendment 4, if passed, could make Florida what they would call an abortion destination.
Oh, wow.
Nah, I don't know about you. That's not something I would want to be known for.
Yeah.
So let me balance that out with something positive.
Okay.
National Geographic names Ocala National Forest world's best for 2025.
Wow. That's a pretty cool list to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you, like, in fifth grade the last time you looked at National Geographic, Greg? And it was for the stories on giraffes, right?
Well, yeah. I'm sure you liked the African sections, though, in particular.
It's possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, but again, it's kind of like the newspaper. National Geographic, you say that, and anybody our age or even a little younger, you see that yellow, thick, square-bound. You know, it was quality. You had some of the best photographers in the world, just like the Time Life guys. I mean, that was a part of Americana.
It was in the doctor's office, dentist office.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
The world is changing.
It has.
Mm-hmm. It, Halloween's coming.
Already?
Man. Well, I mean, it's coming.
It sneaks right up on you.
Well, what happens is, I mean, what's really Halloween now? If you have kids trick-or-treat age, Halloween is that day.
Yes.
And whether you're doing trunk-or-treat or you're going through the neighborhoods old-school style like we used to, that's Halloween. When the kids are growing up, now Halloween becomes part of a season, a fall season.
Oh, yeah. Shopping for the costume.
And then maybe going to a costume party.
Yeah.
And so I'll look for the article, but it talks about what's taboo and what's, in poor taste or whatever. And
how about y'all all just leave your opinions to yourself and let people dress up and do what they want to do?
That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
The only exception would be if it is, very graphic or sexualized
offensive,
and there's kids around.
Yes,
if it's just adults. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Because this whole sexy Halloween thing that's been around for the last... It's like, okay, I get it, but it's like, time and place.
Oh, so it's not the time or place? I'm not talking about, over the top, but...
Yeah.
But to be, Elvira, for instance. You don't like Elvira?
No, I didn't say that.
Greg hates Elvira.
We were joking just the other day with a guest that was in the studio. Whatever question Bob asks me... Whichever answer I give, he will have a retort much like that one.
Something like, yeah, Greg hates fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank, exactly. What, you hate children? Yeah, all right, okay.
But actually, if in fairness, I have to say, I stole that from Jay.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he used to do that to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I hated it. So
now you're passing
along the love.
Trickle down economics.
I know. And, well,
thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Look what you did to Bob, and now he's doing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Anybody who sees Jay today, go, Greg said thanks a lot. Just walk up. Seriously. If anybody knows Jay Anderson and you see him today, don't tell him why. Just walk up to him and go, Greg Cassidy says thanks a lot, buddy. And then he'll, we'll see if
if you just happen to run into him, because now he's, you know, highfalutin member of the, you know, collegiate authorities at Santa Fe with, I'm sure, a large corner office. So
he's not even up yet.
I don't know if you can get through security to even say hello, you know, but we always send some love.
Oh, yeah.
Back
absolutely.
To Jay and his lovely wife.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of love going toward Kamala Harris, even from the CNN people. And there's been little, I don't know what you'd call it, kind of their cracks in their little protective wall that they've had around her. Actually, a couple of people have come on the air and spoke things that were almost truthful on CNN.
And that is shocking.
Absolutely. Shocking. Vice President Kamala Harris' performance at CNN's Wednesday town hall with Pennsylvania swing voters underwhelmed the network's journalists and pundits as she left the more than hour-long forum with verbose and evasive answers to queries posed by on-the-fence residents.
Wow.
You know, these are people that you're trying to win over. What I'm hearing from people who I've been talking to, if her goal was to close the deal, they're not sure that she did that. That's not coming from someone on Fox. It's coming from CNN anchor Dana Bash. And she said that right after the event outside Philadelphia.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And we'll dig into that a little bit more. Trump gaining support with blacks and Hispanics and advertising maybe in places you wouldn't ordinarily expect.
Okay.
We just have a like usual, or maybe even, we just have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That we are going to talk about, a lot of events going on over the weekend locally. We're going to talk a lot about that.
There's that election thing coming up. You'll be able to vote, you know.
No. Early voting is going on now. Try to get it done today.
Yes.
Really try.
Yeah.
Let's do our best. And bring a friend, bring a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
616, 97.3 The Sky. Oh, happy, happy Thursday. Pump it up. And give thanks for another opportunity to not be a jackalone today, all right?
Try hard. Try hard.
Cussing at people while your windows are closed in traffic is perfectly okay.
Oh, so as long as they don't actually hear you, it's okay.
Jesus would have said it, but he wasn't sure when cars were going to be invented at that time.
Oh, I think he knew.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But it was included in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not cuss out other drivers. So it wasn't covered, Greg.
Oh.
It could be covered by other things.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, blasphemy and politically incorrect and stuff like that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some Halloween costumes that you absolutely should avoid, according to Good Housekeeping.
Is this the woke list of this year?
Yeah, not really. It came out in 23, but it's kind of funny, and we're not going to spend a ton of time on it, but we'll have a little fun. You got to shake it up. It's not all going to be death and destruction, doom and gloom. I refuse to allow that to happen here.
Good.
But I will add to some confusion that already exists.
Really?
It is 6:23, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The amendments. We've talked about the state amendments, the six of them. There is also one for the city of Gainesville. Well, there's a couple of them, but one of them is the GRU, the authority. When the governor had to come in and say, hey, look, you need to form a board here, outside board, to oversee GRU.
Right.
The reason was because the city commission that was charged with doing that had done an incredibly poor job. And they're deep in debt. And the current folks that are there didn't really even have an effective plan to get them out of the debt. So the governor did the right thing and stepped in on behalf of all the ratepayers.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And so this board was formed, and these are, you know, local people that represent the consumers. But they're also, you know, working hard for GRU to be sustainable. Not sustainable like the lefty greenies say, you know, sustainable. This thing will work off of dead butterflies in the year 2045. No. Right. Sustainable as in, you know, we're not going to go further into debt and actually, you know, try to get it back into the black, so to speak. All right. So it's already a settled matter. And settled by law and all that. But, oh, no. No, that's not good enough for the lefties that have this little power thing going on in the city of Gainesville. It's been going on for a long time. They just rotate the same brand of wackos.
It's because you people keep voting them in.
Yes.
And you know who you are.
Hint, early voting.
Stop it.
Hint. This I got from Alachua Chronicle. At the end of today's hearing on a petition filed by the GRU authority asking for an emergency temporary injunction against the city of Gainesville, Judge George Wright granted the injunction. The ruling means that if a majority of voters in the city of Gainesville approve the initiative, that would give control of the utility back to the buffoons on the city commission. No changes will be made until a full hearing on this case is held in December. If the voters do not approve the initiative, the case will be moot. This was 4 hours of testimony. Judge Wright went through the four prongs that determine whether a temporary injunction should be granted, and I'm not going to go further into the weeds. It's just to say, in my opinion, and the opinion of most everybody except those little power-hungry lefties in the city of Gainesville, vote no on that GRU amendment. Vote no. And make sure that you send that resounding message to the city commission that, hey, no, we're not going to give you another opportunity to screw things up with GRU. We're not going to do it.
That every time you smack their hand, they're like the kid that just will not keep his hand out of the cookie jar. They just turn around and put the other hand right back in. They do not learn in that Gainesville City Commission. They're slow learners.
And they want to have their way no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Dragon Hunter. You're on the air.
Yeah. So I was involved in canvassing for medical marijuana in Nevada, and was also involved in the medical marijuana business in Colorado for several years. And I'm definitely pro-recreational legalization, but I'm voting no on Amendment 3 for two reasons. One, it's monopolistic and doesn't allow for any economic opportunity for small businesses. And two, it actually, people can be under more criminal liability than they are now with it being illegal. And so that's why I'm voting no on Amendment 3.
All right, appreciate the input.
Great
somebody who's had some.
Yep.
I got an email from somebody, you know, regular contributor Paul, my friend Paul, and he said, "Well, the upside to the Amendment 3, if there is one, he said, is if something is wrong with the pot, so to speak,
right?
You have one company theoretically that would be responsible and accountable."
Yeah.
And that way it would be sort of a quality control thing, possibly.
Right.
Okay.
As long as everybody gets it from them, but stuff on the street's not going to go away, as they say.
But in other words, if you're worried about getting stuff that's not laced or whatever.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
It's a thought.
That's the thing. That's what we do here. We have free speech. We toss about ideas.
And unless you've just got an agenda and you want to say it's free speech and make a point.
Everybody's got an agenda, right?
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, some
I'm
more
already
than
thinking about breakfast. See?
Ooh.
It is 6, let's call it 6:29. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Smell the greatness. That's going to be the new cologne. Smell the greatness.
Wow. It could catch on. Maybe.
Or maybe we could just call it the Trump smell.
Oh.
Make your stink great again.
Wow.
Right?
It's not even Friday yet, friends.
Okay.
It's not even Friday yet.
I'm just doing whatever I want.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I'm happy. Are you happy, Greg?
I'm happy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you joyful? Do you need more Kamala in your life?
No, I'd be more joyful if we had less Kamala in our lives.
It is 6:40, 20 minutes till 7. It is Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click subscribe. And thank you, thank you. National Geographic naming Ocala National Forest as the world's best for 2025. I don't know why it wouldn't be for 2024.
Yeah, they're really projecting there a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I guess they're giving you a list of things to travel to. Yeah, 25 awe-inspiring places to help travelers get a jump on planning for the year ahead. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I don't know. I've been there. Maybe I was in the wrong parts. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are, like, Juniper Springs. There are beautiful parts of it. I guess, I shouldn't say anything. It is great.
There you go.
I went hunting there.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, that was a good squirrel. True story.
Yeah.
I was telling Betsy the story how I ate a squirrel because we were watching something on TV and out in the woods, the old guys are cooking up squirrels. Come on, you want a tree rat? He said.
Yeah.
And I go, I've had one of those. And she's like, yeah. And I go, no.
Like, didn't believe
you don't believe me. She goes, absolutely not.
Wow.
I did. And I shot it. I shot it.
Really?
Yeah, we skinned it. We cooked it up.
Well, you're no Tim Walls. You can
Well,
somebody loaded it for you.
I mean, if I was a real hunter, I might have actually got actual real game.
Not just one little squirrel.
But the Ocala Forest, a lot of people don't know it. It's been hunted out since the turn of the previous century.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Just based on my own performance, not
great
actual,
white hunter, Bob Rose.
Not actual facts. Yep. All right. Since we are just... Well, let me give you some substance, then we'll go back to doing nothing.
Oh, good.
CNN hosted a Kamala town hall and then slammed her right afterwards for her non-answers.
Well, they should have done it while she was still there.
They should have.
Yeah.
Also, Trump support continues to grow amongst blacks and Hispanics.
Okay.
It's huge.
Yes.
As they say. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're getting ready for Halloween, fall festivals, whatever it is. People like to wear costumes.
Yes.
It can be fun.
Candy.
I have a list here from Good Housekeeping, because this is a family show.
Mm-hmm.
15 offensive Halloween costumes that shouldn't exist.
Really?
Yeah.
Shouldn't even exist.
The subtitle is, if you're the only one in on the joke, it's probably not very funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here's some of the things you want to avoid.
Okay.
A Holocaust victim.
I would not have even thought that would be an option.
I wouldn't have either. Like I said, this is from like 2023.
Okay,
you would think it was from like 1953.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not even top of mind for me.
Holocaust victim playing that.
Not good.
It never was cool.
No, I can't imagine.
And it never will be. Although, you probably will get maybe some of these folks who on the college campuses.
Ugh, yeah, idiots.
But then they'd also say, "But it didn't happen."
That's true too. They won't wear one because it didn't really happen.
All right, anything involving blackface. Blackface is never okay, never ever, not under any circumstances.
I disagree.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Do tell.
Because it takes me back to that reporter that I talk about all the time, that when she was doing an interview about this, when this was the big topic, and all she said was, as a child, we didn't see a problem dressing up as Diana Ross in the Supremes.
Right.
And she got fired for saying that.
Well, she had blonde hair and blue eyes.
It's not making fun of anybody. In fact, it's homage of them.
No, that would not be.
So I totally disagree with that one.
Yeah. And because many people did similar things.
Oh, and all these actors who blast it now, go back 25 years in their career, they did it in skits on Saturday Night Live, they did it in movies.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Nobody thought a thing about it. It's not in disrespect.
Here's one that's more topical, modern topical. Transphobic costumes. Which, that was, in other words, like a guy dressing up like a woman.
Right.
That was, I would say, fairly common. When I say fairly common, I mean there was always at least one or two, it seemed like, back in the day.
Satirical in that sense, like the irony of the tough football player dressed up like a chick or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But apparently that's not cool anymore.
Okay.
Don't dress as the COVID-19 pandemic, which I'm not.
Huh.
They show a man who appears to be wearing something like circular, actually looks kind of like a pizza, but I guess
you're supposed to be like the
actual coronavirus.
But that way it usually is has spiky things all over
exactly,
it, right?
And it didn't do very well.
That wouldn't
in
be
translation.
My first choice either.
So, yeah. What if you went as like a giant like vaccine?
Oh no, okay, maybe a husband wife duo. You know,
yeah, wearing a mask.
Yeah. Okay.
6:46. I'll sprinkle those throughout the show. Yeah, I know you can't wait, right?
You've been warned.
It is Thursday, by the way. Hang in there. Hey, Kaepernick, he's opened his pie hole again? What's he saying and doing now? Not that we care, other than to make fun of him.
Yes.
So that'll be coming up. And actual important stuff, too. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Let's make it great. Come on. Support amongst black and Hispanic voters continues to grow for Donald Trump. Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It is 6:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're going to talk about some Halloween costumes that are a no-no. Okay. But first, former President Donald Trump, apparently, his team is buying ads on R&B and hip-hop radio stations in Philadelphia.
Wow.
In Philadelphia. That means, I mean, you wouldn't make that expenditure if you did not think that it could pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, obviously, there's no guarantees, but I'm sure they have some internal polling and data that shows them that, hey, this, if we just turn up, you know, a percentage of the folks in the Philadelphia area that are of color and the rest of the state we do very well in, then Trump could carry Pennsylvania. And this comes on the heels of the Harris campaign actually moving radio money out of Milwaukee, for instance, and buying ads in Philadelphia, and some of the same stations that the Trump people are buying, but pulling out of Milwaukee, that makes people think that maybe the Dems are giving up on Wisconsin. And remember, I had the story the other day about and there was an internal memo that said they may be tossing in the towel, so to speak, with North Carolina, the Dems. Yeah. And on top of that, the Milwaukee thing, Kamala taking money away from the Milwaukee thing. And apparently Trump, or the Republican Party, in this case of Wisconsin, is making a significant urban radio buy in Milwaukee. So if you put these together, spending indicates that Harris is deeply concerned about black turnout in Philadelphia, and Trump sees this weakness and is aggressively going after voters there and in Milwaukee. Strategery, my friends. Yes. I talked about the increased support from Latino, black male voters specifically. A Gen Forward survey, University of Chicago, found that among 2,359 eligible voters surveyed, 14% of black men found Trump favorable, 25% found him somewhat favorable. Survey also found 18% of Latino men had a very favorable view of Trump, while 30% somewhat favorable. I can't speak to the Hispanic part of this, but I think it rings pretty true culturally. Like in a lot of the black community, there are people that are going to vote for Trump, but they dare not say it out loud.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They're afraid to say anything in front of their friends.
Yes, that's true.
Now, like in all male black barbershops, depending on the shop, a lot of those black folks have been pretty outspoken about the fact that they're going to vote for Trump. It's kind of one of those things where, yeah, you don't want to be the first one in your group to bring it up. Like, you listen and you look around, yes. You read the room, and you're like, I'm not saying nothing yet.
Until somebody just...
Somebody says, I don't care. I'm voting for him, too, you know? And then everybody jumps in and says, I won't admit it to my fill-in-the-blank brother, sister, cousin, but I'm with you. We need an economy. We need to get things back on track. Yep. It's catching on. It's catching fire. And that's a good thing. Absolutely. And did I mention early voting is on? It is, they open most of them 8:30 this morning, but early voting is on again today. Please don't put it off. We don't need any last-minute surprises. Let's get it done. All right? Oh, what do we got here? 6:56 already on the Bob Rose Show. Rise and shine, pump it up. It's another day in paradise and a lot more to talk about coming up right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.